99.7 and 1450 WHTC welcomes you back to Talk of the Town for this Thursday, April 25th. I'm Gary Stevens. It's time to welcome one of the newest leaders in Ottawa County government, the new treasurer of Ottawa County, Cheryl Clark, on the other side of our table this morning. Cheryl, welcome to WHTC.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have a question about Cheryl's position and county finances to a certain extent, she'll be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Let's begin, as they say, in the beginning, Cheryl. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became the treasurer of Ottawa County.
Okay. So I was born and raised in Grand Haven. I've lived in Ottawa County for most of my life. I graduated from Grand Haven High School and then went on to Cornerstone University, got my bachelor's in business administration there. I am married to my husband, Joe. We've been married for 33 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have two boys that are in their late 20s, Jack and Chris. And I am an active member in our church, Hope Church in Grand Haven. I am a co-leader of the high school youth group. I'm on the worship team, and I help with the women's ministry.
That is Cheryl Clark's character references. As for professional references, what comes you to become the treasurer? Obviously appointed by the board to finish the term of Amanda Price, who opted to retire at year's end, 2023. But your professional qualifications and why you felt you were, you are now the county treasurer.
Yes. So I was appointed by a committee made up of the clerk, registered deeds, Justin Roebuck, probate judge Fine, and the prosecuting attorney Lee Fisher. And I believe that the reason why they appointed me is because of my experience. I have been with Ottawa County for over 28 years. I started right out of college, and then I was the chief deputy treasurer for 15 years under Brad Slaw and then under Amanda Price. I was also Robinson Township treasurer for about 9 years, and that gave me a great round sense of what government does, like the local unit and the county, how they work together. And so I believe that gave me a lot of experience there. I also have an advanced certification in public finance. I've been doing that for over 32 years. So that is my experience there.
Now, let me pose this to you as someone who has had basically a career handling municipal finances, be it on a county level or, in case you mentioned, Robinson Township. It's almost, to a certain extent, the same as personal finances in this sense, that you are responsible for your own personal finances, and if there's a problem, you're going to feel it personally. To a certain extent, that also should relate to those who are entrusted with being stewards of the public's money, which a treasurer isn't entrusted to do.
Yes, that is correct. Yes. If I am responsible for investing the county's money, we have over $200 million portfolio that I am responsible for making sure is invested according to the state law and according to the Ottawa County investment policy. I can only invest in certain things, keeping our money safe and making sure that we get a good rate on our return, also keeping money liquid enough so that we can pay our bills. But if anything goes wrong, if I invest in something wrong, or if a bank fails that I've purchased a CD with, that is on me. And I take that very seriously.
Let me ask you this. If you have a question for Cheryl Clark, she is the new treasurer of Ottawa County, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Let's get this out of the way. Do you plan to run for a full term as treasurer, or do you see this just as a, I'm stepping into the breach right now, and then I'll work for whoever gets elected in November?
No, I plan to run. I will be on the August ballot, and I am running because of my commitment to Ottawa County, because like I said, I have lived here for most of my life. I love Ottawa County. It's a beautiful place to live. And I am committed to our county residents. I want to help them out in any way that I can.
Therefore, it follows up on the question, it's a new experience. It's one thing to be appointed a treasurer.
Right.
It's one thing to know that whoever is going to be the treasurer, I'm still on the job because, you know, I'm not going to be discharged for cause. It's not going to be clearing out everybody with a new treasurer walking in. But now you got to try to get the public to buy in to having you stay on the job for the next 4 years. That's a new challenge, I would think.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's. I said to somebody, I never realized how big the county was until I had to get out and visit every township and city in the county. And that is one of my goals as the treasurer, is to make sure that I visit them, the boards, every year, at least once or twice a year.
And that was something you saw with Brad.
Yes.
And with Amanda doing. So basically, you've seen them at work.
Yes.
Now it's time to put that experience there.
Yes, yes.
If you have a question for Cheryl Clark, she is the Ottawa County Clerk, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Yeah, I know. This is a good political thing. Clark for clerk. It's easy to remember.
Actually, treasurer.
Well,
yes.
That's right.
Yeah. I like to say vote for Cheryl. It just makes good sense.
Yeah. Okay. So therefore, take that last statement, complete it out. I wish I could erase it, but I can't. You can't use, you know, we'll have Justin Roebuck on next week.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not Clark for clerk. It's Clark for treasurer.
Yes.
Yeah, there is no eraser for on-air boo-boos. No whiteout,
right.
No liquid paper. Let's get to a call. 616-395-1450. Good morning. You're on the line with Treasurer Cheryl Clark.
Hey, I have a question for Cheryl. I'm going to keep it somewhat generic and let her take it whatever direction she wants. I'm curious what her position is on Ottawa Impact. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you very much for the call.
So I am not aligned with Ottawa Impact. I am a Republican, and I do believe, I'll just say that some of the things that they have done, I have agreed with, and some of the things I have not. But what I'm going to do in this campaign is focus on my experience as the treasurer, and I believe that I have that in the bag. I mean, I know that I have the experience and what it takes to be the treasurer.
I will follow up with two particular questions based on that call. First of all, is there a concern that you might be facing a challenge in the August 6th primary because that political action committee might want to run its own candidate?
They are running their own candidate against me, yes.
How concerned are you about that?
Like I said, I'm not that concerned about it. I am going to focus on my experience, and I believe the people in Ottawa County want that. They want somebody in that treasurer's position, in that leadership role, who has the experience and knows how to handle the county's money.
Secondly, and this is sort of a timely question because of the decision by Lynn Doyle to step down as head of the county's mental health department. There have been a number of elected leaders and appointed leaders who have stepped down from Ottawa County government over the last 16 months. To a certain extent, you're stepping in while others are stepping out. How much of a concern is it that perhaps this is not the best place to work right now?
I really don't have much of a concern with that. I started in January, and I have been working with the Board of Commissioners since then. And I plan to work with them and anybody who is elected into that position come in November. And I am, like I said, I am focusing on my experience, and I want to protect the employees in my department. So that was one of the reasons why I stepped in and applied for the job when I did. I care about everybody that I work with, and I care about their jobs, and I care about the employees of the county also.
You brought up this point about working with the Ottawa County Board and its leadership as it is right now. Mm-hmm. Over the 4 months that you have been the county treasurer, has that relationship been okay in the sense that you're able to do your job and you're not feeling undue pressure from the leadership of the board who feels that they were elected on a platform and have to enact that platform in terms of how they are governing? And to a certain extent, then puts the pressure on maybe some elected leaders and some appointed leaders, such as yourself, that they're not in line with what they do.
Right. With the Board of Commissioners, what I really work with them on is I present my financial report to them. Other than that, as an elected official, I don't answer to them. So I answer to the people of Ottawa County. So when I work with them, I want to work with them in the best way possible. I want to make sure that, like I said, we have the money needed to pay the bills and that we're still earning a good rate on our interest and on our money that we have invested. And so that we can, as a county, continue to provide services to the county residents.
Cheryl, let me do something and ask some questions that might seem basic, but sometimes we need to bring up some basic things. You are the treasurer of Ottawa County, so therefore, to a certain extent, you don't determine how the county spends its money based on the budget. But you do have, I would think, a little say-so in the budget, sort of let the county, the administrator and then the county board know exactly what the coffers are so they can make some spending decisions.
So really the only part of the budget that I have some say-so in is our treasurer's budget. And our office does calculate out what we estimate taxes to be in collecting our Ottawa County operating and 911, parks, all of those millages, CMH. So we have a hand in calculating that out, but we do not budget that information, those amounts. Like CMH, that would be their own budget, and parks, they have their own budget.
Okay, I just was wondering whether or not, we have X amount of money, and then the commissioners and the administrator makes the decision on the budget, and then the commissioners have to vote on it, and then decide, okay, we have this much money, we can, distribute it as needs fit, right?
No, the fiscal services actually does that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you work with them at all or no?
A little, yeah. We work together by providing, I will provide how much I estimate we would earn in interest in a year. In our investments and stuff, but that's, and like I said, the taxes, but that's about it.
Yeah. All right. Let me throw another hat that perhaps the treasurer is involved with. And you did mention taxes.
Yes.
You got to collect them.
Yeah.
Granted, each municipality has its own taxes to take care of for the property taxes. What's the county slice in it? Do you have to rely on the individual entities to work with your office so that the county gets its cut of property tax and income?
Yes. Yeah, so like you said, each township, city, they collect their own taxes, the summer and the winter for the current year. And then in March, we do what we call settlement. So we'll settle with those townships and cities on all of the taxes. So all of the millages, school, library, everything that you see on your tax bill. We settle with them. And then we turn around and we pay out that money to every taxing entity. So we'll pay it out to the schools, the libraries, the townships, the cities. And then we take on that debt and we become the collector of those, any delinquent taxes. I should clarify that. We pay out the delinquent taxes to them, and then we take on that debt and the responsibility of collecting it.
Therefore, do you have to, who does actually the actual collecting? Do you have to, it's not the prosecutor's office that, or does the prosecutor's office dole out the warrants, or do you have county council or what?
Yeah, so we do take on collecting that. We send out notices and then, so everyone has, you have time to pay. We'll send out 3 notices in the first year that we, after taking on that debt. And then we'll send out certified notices after that. In the second year, we'll visit properties, any properties that do still have taxes owing. It's all handled in our office.
And then enforcing it. In other words, if you have to do, if you have to get somebody who's a deadbeat, got to use the sheriff's office and all that?
No, actually we will go to court and then we will submit a list of the properties that we might foreclose on. We also have a hearing in court where people can come, taxpayers can come and ask for relief from that debt. And we do have the ability in the law to grant extensions, hardship extensions, so we can give a year extension to them if they are having trouble financially. But that happens like after 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, I want to bring up a point. We have the story about the Allegan County Board of Commissioners meeting tonight, and one of the items on their agenda is to approve the equalization budget. And in Allegan County, the report says they had a 14% increase in overall value to nearly $11 billion.
Wow.
What about Ottawa?
I don't know.
That's not your category.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That would be equalization. I could, go back to my office and find that out.
I'm just kind of wondering, because, again, it's a money thing.
I haven't heard, and I don't know if our county equalization has submitted their report yet on how much they are estimating.
But when we talk equalization, for the layman, that's when you say equalization, is that the overall value of the properties in our county or what?
Yes. Yeah, so it is, they deal with all different kinds of values. So property values, they deal with the values of businesses, along that too. So it is, the taxable value.
Okay. I just was kind of wondering, again, I'm somewhat ignorant on money. Those who know me know, he's ignorant on money. That's why he's working at age 66 and not retired. But anyway, I just got a money person here. Might as well ask him a money type question. If you need more information about the Ottawa County Clerk's Office, go to myottawa.org. That is myottawa.org. And in the departments, go into Treasurer, and you'll find not only Cheryl Clark's smiling face, but also a little bit about what the Treasurer's Office actually does. It's been a pleasure, Cheryl. Thank you very much for putting up with me and our questions. No, it's not Clark for Clark, folks. Clark for Treasurer, she wants to be on August the 6th. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl Clark, on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.